New research shows that close to 7 million Australians are regularly spending part of their household budget on gambling activities like the lotto, pokies and race betting. The analysis found $8.6 billion was spent by regular gamblers in 2015. While that represents well under half the total gambling revenue made each year, the research shows low-income households are more likely to report having trouble. From Melbourne, Naomi Woodley reports.
For 9 years, Joanne McKenzie gambled away $100 to $400 of her fortnightly disability pension.
Sometimes I was better than others. Sometimes I'd intend going shopping and then I'd end up at the pokies, and all my bill money and my food money and petrol money had gone into the machines.
She was first introduced to pokies when, suffering from mental illness and agoraphobia, a friend took her to a venue just to get her out of the house.
It was comforting for me initially, one, to get out of the house, and two, just to, I suppose, be doing something. And three, I didn't realise that what I was doing was actually the beginning of an addiction.
The 61-year-old's experience is not unique. A new analysis by the Australian Gambling Research Centre at the Institute of Family Studies has found that in 2015, $8.6 billion was spent by regular gamblers. The study's lead researcher, Andrew Armstrong, says that doesn't represent everyone in Australia who takes a chance on winning some money.
It's not the spring carnival. It's not two up on Anzac Day. It's not betting on the footy at the finals. This is on a regular basis, on a monthly basis.
And 6.8 million Australians were doing just that in 2015 on a wide variety of activities. On average, each gambler spent $1,272 that year, but the figure was higher for those playing poker, casino table games and betting on races, and lower for people buying scratch or lotto tickets.
That $8.6 billion doesn't account for those months when people might have had an atypical expenditure, when they spent a hell of a lot more than they would usually have done. It also doesn't account for that terrible Friday night where you got drunk and spent just well and above what you were intending to spend.
Dr. Armstrong says 1.1 million of the regular gamblers reported having some kind of problem, like spending more than they could afford or feeling guilty about their habit.
At least 40% of those people who gambled regularly on the poker machines, on race betting, on sports betting, casino table games, private betting or poker, experienced gambling-related problems. It's a long list.
He says while regular gamblers are more likely to be men who are over 50, it's more common for low-income single men who are in their late teens or 20s to have gambling-related problems. Joanne McKenzie found help for her addiction in 2013 and says she now feels free.
I'm now able to focus on my life and focus on doing things that I enjoy, which I didn't have the money for before.
Former gambling addict Joanne McKenzie ending Naomi Woodley's report.